Fasten your chin strap and get ready for the snuff. The Eric Ainge Show with Brian Rice is ready to go. Sports Animals VFL QB is ready to give you the insight and analysis that no one else in Tennessee radio can. Get in Eric's headset by calling 656-9900. 656-9900. The Eric Ainge Show with Brian Rice is headed your way right now.
Hey, welcome into the Eric Ainge Show. What am I doing right now, you might say? Normally, I would be sitting in my garage, and I'd be complaining about being in my garage and all that good stuff, and that's not what's happening right now. I am live at Rusty Wallace Kia of Knoxville. I'm back out. I made it out. They couldn't keep me down forever. I'm over here at Rusty Wallace Kia of Knoxville. I'll be here until noon today. And, oh, by the way, they're still making your payments until 2021. All new Kias come with a 200,000-mile warranty, and all the used cars, the pre-owned vehicles that they have from their trades here, are rock bottom prices, so there's a lot of reasons to get over here. You can also shop online, but we're doing everything we're supposed to do. I have my sign that says, please maintain recommended social distancing to keep each other safe. We got our masks on. Hopefully it doesn't muffle too bad, but we're rocking and rolling. Brian Rice, how are you this morning, man?
I'm doing all right, rolling from my home studio where, our rules right now are that only one of us
we'll get
can go
Brian
out
here
at
with
time.
Us. As well as only back in the studio. We're fixing a bunch of stuff today and having a lot of fun. One of the things that I'm planning on doing today, I don't know if anyone else is, but it's going to be pretty nice today and all this weekend. I'm planning on catching some bass, going fishing. We got a great show to get you going on today, and we'll get Brian on here as soon as we can. Until then, Kaner back in the studios. Let's go ahead and do it. Let's take a look at the game plan.
Goes into battle without a game plan. The Eric Ainge Show looks to the sideline to kick off the drive every day with the game plan. The game plan is laid out by 42nd Street. Visit 42SD.com today.
So on the game plan today, and we'll get Brian on here as soon as we possibly can, but on the game plan today, we're going to have a really fun show. USC quarterback JT Daniels transferred from USC. His name's been in the portal. And he's going to end up at Georgia. That came down yesterday. So they've got a transfer in Jamie Newman, a transfer in JT Daniels. Who knows if he'll get a waiver? More than likely he won't, but he'll still have 2 years of football to play. So as we look at Georgia quarterback position, looks like they're pretty much set in stone there for the next few years. And not to mention they still have a couple other 4 or 5-star quarterbacks on the roster. We're going to take a look at Jared Garantano. The guys in the starting lineup were talking about him, And I can't disagree with too much of what they said. I think the conversation, and it's sparked by an article put out by Pro Football Focus, and these guys do a really good job. I mean, there's a reason that a lot of us in the media use their stats, and I trust a lot of their breakdowns and their statistical breakdowns and how they look at stuff. And he was rated number 19, the 19th ranked quarterback by Pro Football Focus. Different things. We're going to have a Jared Garantano conversation. We're going to talk some quarterbacks today, what that's really going to look like this year at the University of Tennessee, and some of the pros and cons of Garantano. And we're going to look at the different stats from last year, from his last 2 years as a starting quarterback, and why could this year be different? What is going to be different? Ceiling, floor. We're going to have a lot of conversations today about the quarterback, and of course anyone that wants to chime in is more than welcome to do that by calling 865-656-9900. The NCAA Football Committee is recommending extending preseason camp to 6 weeks. So there's that as well. We'll talk about that. Trey Smith is a first-round talent in the 2021 NFL Draft, according to ESPN analyst Todd McShay. Myself, Cole Kublik, and any football guru that knows what they're talking about when they watch Big 73 play football, that's what a first-round draft pick looks like. I thought he would have been one last year. Now, he may not have ended up getting drafted that high, but from an on-field play standpoint, especially middle into the season when he was really lathered up, sweating good, feeling good, back in the groove of playing every week, he's just incredible. We're also going to talk about agent Scott Boras. He tells Major League Baseball clients not to bail out, the baseball owners. We're realistically looking at not having baseball, unfortunately. I don't know what to do. And that is not ideal, but at least we get hockey. Who knows when we'll get the NBA back as well. We'll have a lot of stuff. And before you know it, I mean, it's already the summertime. Before you know it, we'll be talking about preseason camp, and we'll be getting ready to play football. I really do believe that. We're going to play Would You Rather at 11 o'clock. We're going to talk about JT Daniels and Jamie Newman at Georgia. Again, we'll revisit that, as well as an interesting stat on Oklahoma and their football team. A lot of stuff today, a lot of college football, a lot of SEC football, a lot of Tennessee football. And, of course, you can always join us by calling 865-656-9900. And that's the game plan. Again, we're at Rusty Wallace Key of Knoxville, and that's the game plan for today's show. Laid out for you by 42nd Street, 42SD.com. That's how you get in touch with them. Just go check out what they can offer. I mean, I don't care if you manage a business, run a business, if you just work for a company and you're like, man, I just, you know, it's not my place, but our business, the website is not good enough. Our logo looks like it was made on clip art on dial-up internet back in the mid-90s. We need to fix it. It needs to look updated. Look at some of the stuff that they've done. I know they just did a new logo, different logos for Blue Water Climate Control. They did a total rebrand for Henley Roofing Company. They've done a ton of different stuff for local businesses around here, and you can see examples of their work, again, at 42SD.com. When we get back, new quarterback going to Athens, Georgia. We'll talk about that and your phone calls and more live from Rusty Wallace Key of Knoxville. You're listening to The Eric Ainge Show.
Move out of the fast lane. Eric Ainge has a show to get to. This is 99.1 The Sports Animal.
Welcome back into the Eric Gaines Show. Appreciate everybody tuning in to us on this Friday morning. It's a Fruit Friday on the EA Show. As always, we're brought to you by Mortgage Investors Group. And today we're live at Rusty Wallace Kia of Knoxville, home of the 200,000-mile warranty on all new Kias. And again, they're making all your payments. They're not deferring them. They're not saying take a couple months off. They're making your payments until 2021 on all new Kias out here. And that's every vehicle they have on the lot. And I'm looking at it. It's a really full lot. There's a lot of vehicles out here. And, of course, rock bottom prices on your trades as well. We welcome in Brian Rice here this morning as we're getting a bunch of stuff fixed up. We should be all good now. Brian, what's up, dude?
The usual. I was sitting here. I was talking to you, and you weren't hearing me. And then I was talking to Kaner, and he wasn't hearing me. And then it was,
And now, well, now the world
now we can all hear each other.
Hey, yeah. Guys. Yeah. Hey, we're the three best friends that anyone could have.
Does that make you Alan?
Just riding around Las Vegas looking for.
All right. So in that situation, you're Alan, Kaner, Stu, and
no, I would for sure be. Which one's Bradley Cooper?
You are not the mastermind of the operation.
Oh, absolutely, I am. For that kind of operation, 100%. Anything that really matters, no, I wouldn't want to do it.
Like finding your friend who's missing, that would you'd put me.
Yeah, you're Doug, and we just wouldn't find you. Is what would happen. Kaner and I would just go gamble.
I'm way too light of a sleeper for you to put me on the roof.
But
let's be honest about that. All right, JT Daniels is transferring to Georgia. This is an interesting landing spot. It at one point was thought to be between LSU and Tennessee. Tennessee didn't make as much sense with as full as the quarterback room was there. I understood internally there was some debate on their concern on how bringing a quarterback with 3 years left would affect the quarterback room. We'll get into how he ended up at Georgia coming up in a moment, but it's time to go back to the Budweiser studios and welcome in Adam Lydon from News Talk 98.7. It is, as you would say, Eric Ainge, time to get lit. Adam Lydon, what do you have for us on our local COVID-19 update?
Hey, good morning, guys. The number this morning is the unemployment crazy numbers coming out of the state. Sevier County, the highest unemployment rate in the state, jumped 26% for April, almost to 30% unemployment in Sevier County. Jeez. Statewide, that number is 14.7%. Only three counties in all of Tennessee had unemployment rates under 10%. Knox County's unemployment rate actually the same as the state at 14.7% as well. Now, a Nashville judge saying she's expecting to make a ruling next week whether put an injunction to let all voters cast ballots by mail for the August primary. Proponents say that will keep us from having any risk of getting sick for voting, but state officials say it's really not feasible to do at this point to make a quick shift to allow mail-in ballots for everybody in the state. Also, organizers of the Tennessee Valley say they still plan to hold the fair as usual this September. Ferry is scheduled 11th through the 20th. Officials say a formal decision not made, but again, their workers still working as if it's going to happen.
Yeah, give me all of the fair, because Corona can take many things, but it can't take the demolition derby from me.
Oh, I need the fried bacon on a stick. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Everything about the fair is amazing, and if I have to wear a mask to do it, I will wear a mask to do it, no problem. So give me all of that fair food. As we go into this weekend with the latest numbers coming out, is there a concern that numbers will continue to increase as they have the last couple of days once we get on the other side of the weekend?
Yeah, I mean, that's what the Knox County Health Department has said, that these numbers are expected to go up. It'll be interesting. We're in that time period now where we could start seeing cases reported from what happened over Memorial Day weekend, so we could see a bump from that from people who might have been out more active because of the holiday weekend. But, again, they're saying those numbers increasing, the case load increasing is expected. They're watching a number of benchmarks, though, beyond just the amount of cases. And at this point, they say there's no cause for concern. We'll see what next week brings, of course, though.
All right, Adam, we will be in next week when we get our next update. Who makes our updates possible every day?
It is brought to you by Advance Heat, AC, and Plumbing. As always, your family's comfort, their family business.
All right, Adam, we appreciate it.
See you guys.
We will talk to you again next week. But, Eric, JT Daniels moving in to Georgia. The quarterback room at Tennessee was pretty full, and I know there was some concern about what bringing in a transfer with 2 or 3 years left. And his case is complicated with how many years he has left.
Yeah, you're not really sure.
Yeah, and what effect that would have on recruiting for the next couple of years. It then looked like he was leaning more towards LSU. They seem to have a starter who looks to be established to win the job this year and would be in that spot for the next couple of years. He ends up at Georgia, where Jamie Newman is thought to be the guy this year. Then there's some uncertainty, though you have a couple of very, very highly touted quarterbacks already on campus. JT Daniels comes into Georgia. Your initial thoughts on JT Daniels coming to Georgia?
I don't think he's going to get a waiver, personally. So I think that he's just going to go sit out a year, watch Jamie Newman play quarterback, and then I think he'll have a couple years to be the quarterback at Georgia. And, listen, he's a good football player, man. He makes a lot of really great throws with all the athletes they have at Georgia. He would be more than, I mean, wasn't he like the number one quarterback in the country coming out? I mean, or right up there. I mean,
he was one of the top quarterbacks.
Five-star. Yeah,
I think he was behind Trevor Lawrence and Fields.
Okay.
He was right up there, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he's right up there, and he's played football before. He's a good player. He has a really high ceiling. I think that's the thing. The thing that you look at, you get excited about with quarterbacks is you look at the ceiling and you say, okay, how good could this person be if everything's clicking and it makes sense to them and they know where and when and they can accurately throw the football and are they also a good athlete? Cool. Or are they also tough? Or are they also a good leader? Like, there's a lot of things to look at, but JT Daniels fits a lot of those boxes. I don't see how he could get a waiver to play at Georgia this year.
That's the interesting thing. I think the basis for his appeal will be along the lines of he already had to sit out last year. Now, is that acceptable grounds? I don't think it is, because it's, you know, you lost your job because you got hurt. Losing your job isn't grounds for an immediate waiver, although we have seen that quarterbacks have gotten waivers with less. So that's going to be complicated. If he does not get a waiver, he only has 2 years of eligibility left. If he gets a waiver, he'll have 3, because he is already redshirted because of the injury last year. So he has 3 years to play 3. If he's ineligible this year as a transfer, he doesn't get that year back.
Well, Kirby Smart will screw it up if he has Daniels and Newman to play this year, just like he did with Fields and Fromm. With that year, I mean, he'll be so worried about losing JT Daniels that he'll involve him even if Newman's the guy that should be the quarterback, like Fromm was, and he was so worried about losing Fields that he just kind of token threw him in there. And guess what? He still lost him. You know what I mean? So
yeah,
I have no faith that Kirby Smart will manage that quarterback room. So far, he's shown that maybe one of his bigger weaknesses is managing a quarterback room,
right?
And developing that room. So I would say, the best case scenario for Georgia would be that JT Daniels doesn't get a waiver And they just, it's real simple. Newman's the quarterback this year, ride or die. And then next year, you'll have JT Daniels and everyone else they have on the roster that will compete for the starting quarterback job. And will Daniels win it? Well, probably. You know, I don't know, but probably. But he's, that's your best case scenario if you're Georgia. I think if you have them all there and they're all eligible and they can all play, I think that Kirby will screw that up. So maybe we should root for Daniels to get a waiver.
Yeah, I'm kind of rooting for him to get a waiver because I think there is a good chance that that happens. There are some numbers related to it. We're going to talk a lot of Pro Football Focus numbers today, and I am not always the biggest fan of how their metrics translate onto the field. But through pure metrics, the last season that each of them played, here's where they ranked as backs in the Pro Football Focus rankings for the season. Last year, Jamie Newman was 12th in the country by the PFF grade. JT Daniels, his last season that he played was 2018. He came in 108th. Now, he was doing that as a freshman. He was doing that on a team that was up and down, but comparing the two just on those numbers is very interesting. Now, coming into this season, Pro Football Focus has Jamie Newman in its top 10. I don't necessarily agree with that looking at. I don't think he's a top 10 quarterback in the country, but I may be proven wrong about that as the season goes on. But if you look at where the numbers place each of them in their last competitive season of football, Jamie Newman should win that battle easily. But I'm with you. If JT Daniels is eligible, then right or wrong, Georgia fans are going to clamor for him literally every time Jamie Newman throws an incompletion. We've seen it here when you have one unproven guy and another unproven guy behind him, but who is exciting for whatever reason, that can lead to some unrest among the fan base. Every time there's a mistake or an interception or just a lack of production, and with what Georgia is going to have to replace all over on offense this year, there's going to be some issues with execution and with scoring. And I just think JT Daniels being eligible this year sets them up for even more internal strife than him not being eligible.
You know, there's some things to look at, too. You know, Jamie Newman last year at Wake Forest, again, the competition they played was nothing like it's going to be this year. They didn't play a single team like Alabama. They played Clemson, I guess, in which he was 6-for-14, threw no touchdowns and 2 interceptions, threw for 41 yards.
Yeah.
And they got beat 52-3. So I don't know that that's – but against – inferior competition, he still threw an interception in all but 4 games they played, at least one, and in 1, 2, 3 games he threw multiple interceptions. Jamie Newman, I think when we talk about ceiling, has a very high ceiling. He's big, he's strong, he's got a cannon, he's athletic, he's shown that he can accurately throw the football and down the field and for a lot of yards. He can't, I mean, he can be a good passer. He also gets confused and he throws the ball to the other team some. And again, he was playing against inferior competition that he's going to play against this year. So Jamie Newman could end up being everything everybody says he is. He also could end up being the number one hated player on the Georgia football roster by the end of the year, because if he only loses 2 or 3 games, he's a bust.
Right.
So I just, you know, it's hard to look at, you know, last year Wake lost 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 games. If he loses 2 or 3 as a Georgia starter, they're not going to keep playing him.
Right.
I mean, he's done. I mean, his year's over. It's kind of like when we get to the conversation around Jarrett Garantano, it's like the margin of error is so small, unfortunately, because you don't have any more years to play. And you better be playing good football or you're not going to get to play.
Yeah.
And it's just that simple.
When we come back, I want to take a look at the entire Georgia quarterback situation, because that's where this JT Daniels situation comes in. Is it better for him to be eligible this year or not? We'll talk about that as well as we return to Rusty Wallace Kia of Knoxville, I-75 and Callahan Drive. This is The Sports Animal.
great thing about sports is it never stops. Here's another 60-second sports minute on the Sports Animal.
Eric came with your midday sports minute. Former USC quarterback JT Daniels announced his commitment to Georgia on Thursday. Daniels has 3 years of eligibility remaining. Will need a waiver from the NCAA to compete this season for Georgia. In college basketball, Kentucky and Notre Dame will begin a three-year series beginning on December the 12th. The Wildcats will host the first game since the teams last met in 2012. The NFL owners approved a six-year extension with EA Sports to continue the video game of Madden through the year 2026. The current contract was set to expire after the 2021 campaign. And NASCAR Cup racing at Charlotte last night. Chase Elliott rebounded from a tough week to take home the checkered flag. And Denny Hamlin got the silver, Ron Blaney the bronze. Ricky Stenhouse Jr. and Kurt Busch rounded out the top five. With the Midday Sports Minute, I'm Eric Kane.
On the roster, it's an interesting list now that JT Daniels is in there. Whether he is eligible this year or not, we'll get to that in a second. Here's what Georgia has on their roster right now at quarterback. You, of course, have Jamie Newman, who has come in as the graduate transfer. You also have Carson Beck, who will be a freshman this year. He was a four-star, the number nine pro-style quarterback in the class of 2020. Out of the state of Florida, a really highly touted prospect. They also have on campus a redshirt freshman in Dewan Mathis, 6'6", 205. He was a four-star. He was the number 11 pro-style quarterback in the class of 2019. He made some news last year when he had a surgery for a brain cyst. He was not cleared for contact for most of the fall, but is cleared for contact and was going through spring practice when it was interrupted by the coronavirus. You also have a couple of walk-ons, including a prospect that actually played in a couple of games last year out of the state of California, came in as a walk-on and saw some action. And then they also have a junior college transfer, Stetson Bennett. He's an in-state player. He played in five games in 2019 for Georgia, completing 20 of 27 passes with two touchdowns. He was effectively the backup last year, despite being a junior college transfer. So it looked like, with the freshman and the redshirt freshman, that Georgia was set for years to come at the quarterback position. Now you bring in JT Daniels, who, whether he's eligible this year or not, will still have 2 years after this year to play. How do you look at it if you're one of those other two quarterbacks, either the redshirt freshman or the true freshman, and you say, I thought it was going to be my time to compete after this year, and now you're bringing in a guy who's effectively in your same class in JT Daniels?
So anybody that has the attitude, I thought it was going to be my turn to compete, is going to transfer. And they're probably a multiple transfer guy. That's just not the mentality that you should have. Like, if I was recruiting quarterbacks or asking around the quarterback room, if anyone was really concerned about the other people that were being brought in, then I probably would say, son, maybe this isn't the place for you. And you can't do that everywhere. You know, you can't do that at every Power 5 school in the country. You know, there's different rules. But at the big-time schools, in the big-time conferences, if you're not the starter, it's kind of like private, you know, high school, private school football. It's like you can think that it's, you know, the roster is what it is, but every year it's going to change and there's going to be two new guys on the roster. That's just kind of how it is. If you're worried about all the other guys, then you're not focused on the things that are going to actually get you on the field. So that would be my first thing. I think when you're talking about big time Power 5 football, like Georgia football is, you can have one old guy who's a stud, a starter. You know, you can have more than one old guy, but you can have one just like stud starter guy, the guy that everyone knows is probably, as long as he's here, he's probably gonna be the one that's taking snaps. You can have one young stud, like freshman, redshirt freshman that hasn't played yet, that's like highly touted like crazy, and then you can have a couple guys. You can have that are just, they're guys. Tennessee's roster right now would be I would say actually is pretty realistic as for keeping a quarterback room together. I think that it's actually pretty realistic. When you start bringing in more than one old head starter caliber, if he's here, he's the guy in the field, then you can run into problems. And especially if you have more than one young guy, highly touted stud. You know, I don't mean like a four-star here, four-star there. I mean like the guy that everyone is already anointing the next coming, and then you bring in another guy, then you could have a problem. So this is tough for Georgia because Kirby Smart's going, if I can bring in JT Daniels, I know a little bit more about how he's going to look than these freshmen and redshirt freshmen that I liked and I recruited, but I still haven't seen him play. So if I have a chance to bring in a guy that I think I have more information on, who's probably just as good, if not better, than the guys that I have here, I don't care if one or two of them leave. Because I'll just recruit another one or two of those guys. They're, you know, if you haven't played yet, you are dispensable. Because to coaches in college football, they have to know what they're going to get out of the position. And if they know what they're going to get out of the position, then they can build everything else around it. It's one of the reasons why you've seen Jeremy Pruitt so frequently go to Jarrett Garantano. It's because until last year, early anyway, well, he thought he knew what he was going to get out of him. You know, that was what made Jeremy Pruitt so frustrating last year, or so frustrated with JG last year, is he was going, you're my consistent option. You're my take care of the ball guy. You're my can still make all these great throws, but I can trust you not to get us beat. That needs to go, but you need to go back to being that guy. I don't know that JT Daniels plays that way. He's kind of a freelance and gunslinging type quarterback. You know, Jamie Newman, I don't know that he plays that way, but at least you know kind of what you have in him. I mean, that's especially if you're a defensive coach like Kirby Smart, you are building your roster to win on defense and running the football. They're all the same. Look at every good defensive-minded head football coach. They all want to win with defense and running the football. And then, oh, by the way, if they get a special quarterback, yeah, they will do that if they're good. I mean, look at Belichick and different guys. But I
would say even Nick Saban, I think, admitted with the way he changed the quarterback position and the way he ran his offense, I don't know that you can win a national championship just being a defense and running the football team anymore. And I think what Nick Saban's done has proven that. I think when you look at the list of teams that have won a national championship in the last 8 years, none of those teams really fit that description.
Well, you got to try to find a special quarterback as if you want to win a national championship. But, I mean, Kirby thought he had that in Fromm. Maybe he thinks he has that in Newman. But my point is, you don't know if you have a special quarterback when they're just a highly touted four or five star kid that hadn't played yet.
Right.
That's what's tough. So if you're looking at a JT Daniels, you're going, here's a guy with a really high ceiling, like we've been talking about, and I think that maybe he could be that guy. Jamie Newman, really high ceiling, maybe he could be that guy. You know, Kirby's trying to do what you're talking about, but I think it's almost easier for him to go find someone that he thinks he can see, that he's watched play, that also has a high ceiling. It's more appealing to Kirby to go out and get Jamie Newman or JT Daniels than it is to recruit a freshman and hope that he's recruiting the right one. That's all. I think it's easier for offensive-minded guys and guys that are quarterback-driven guys, it's easier for them to watch a high school kid and project whether they're actually going to be that guy or not. I think it's easier for defensive-minded coaches to watch people that have already played and say, I think that this guy has a high enough ceiling that he could be special enough that with the way we want to play football, we could go win.
I wonder this, is it better, and we can dive into this a little bit more later on in the show, is it better for Georgia for JT Daniels to be eligible and be a real second option to Jamie Newman? Or is it better for Georgia to say, Jamie Newman's our guy, we're going with him, hell or high water this year, we're going to ride some of the lows and hope that the highs end up being what we think that they can be?
Yeah, I mean, my gut reaction is I think it's better for Kirby's career to take this kid that everyone thinks is going to be really good and hope he's really good, and if he's not, he's gone anyway, and then you fire your coordinator like he did last year.
Yeah.
if you have both of them, then the first time that Jamie Newman struggles, and guess what? He's going to. He's never yep. played against teams like this consistently, and he's going to have
Doesn't
some
have ebb a lot of experience around him.
He's going to have some ebb and flow, and with that, with the ups and downs, if you have JT Daniels over there in warmups looking like a rock star, everyone's going to say, put him in and see what he can do. And when you get to that point, man, you can kiss national championship goodbye. That I mean, because between rotating quarterbacks or trying to figure it out, you're going to lose. I mean, they play Bama in week three, man. You know, yeah. like if they're having
so it's coming.
So it's almost better for Kirby to just put it all in the OC and put it all on Jamie Newman and say, why can't we figure it out? Look how talented he is. Look, and you're supposed to be the guy. Figure out how to make him good, as opposed to having both of them, because then it's on Kirby to make that decision. The OC doesn't pull quarterbacks. That's the head football coach's job.
How long will they have to get ready for the season? The NCAA football committee has some thoughts on that. We'll tell you what on the other side. It's a broadcast live from Rusty Wallace, Key of Knoxville on FM 99.1, The Sports Animal. 6 full weeks of preseason.
What was it technically, 4?
Yeah. Normally, I think
I
it's
mean, you call it, I was
days
I was thinking a month. Like to me, it's a month. Yeah, it's you get a month. You get August.
Yeah.
That would be incredibly beneficial to college football teams and coaches with no spring practice. And then really, you think about it, okay, they can all get together on June 8th. So the acclimation period of working out and getting back in shape and all that, you're really not doing much 7-on-7 and throwing and studying and all that kind of stuff, really probably till late June, call it July. So if you are getting – if you can report in mid-July, it's going to be, again, it's not going to be 100% football because you're going to have a lot of class to still go to, but it would allow them to be more on field, I would imagine, for that extra couple weeks instead of the kids going out there by themselves, organizing 7-on-7 and throwing sessions and all that. You'd have coach stuff. You'd have stuff with the coaches on the field. Like, would they actually put pads on for any longer?
I assume so, yeah.
Probably a little bit, but if you have 2 summer school classes to go to and you don't want to sacrifice, if you can't get there till June 8th.
Well, you won't be going to class because classes are online through the end of the year or through the end of the summer at virtually every university around the country.
I'm just, so, like, I guess what I'm saying is training camp, to me, when you report, yeah, it's all football for the most part. I would, if I was a coach, I would have to legitimately look at it. I'd say, okay, if we can't get there until June 8th, and you got to assume that everyone's behind strength and conditioning, even if they've done a good job, they're still not where you want them to be. You're sitting there going, okay, that gives us basically like 5 weeks of strength and conditioning with these guys until we would be reporting for football. Is that enough time? Like, I bet there's, and maybe it, I guess it depends on where your team shows up, but you don't want to start them in football in mid-July if you don't think they're physically where you want them to be yet. Does that make sense? Like, I bet there would be some coaches that would still be really heavy on the strength and conditioning and doing some on-field stuff without pads or spider pads or something like that to where you could still be having the same weight room gains that you would want to have.
Yeah, it will be up to coaches, obviously, to decide how to divvy this up.
Yeah.
But I think some coaches would say, all right, we'll go ahead and go right into the on-field stuff. And part of me likes this because you would be able to, even if you were doing strength and conditioning for most of it, you would still be able to get out and put in some of your offense, your defense that you weren't able to do because you didn't have a spring practice. The other part of me honestly thinks that with six weeks, there are going to be a lot of coaches that are going to lose their team at some point during that training camp, and it's going to be more detrimental to their team overall than if you just had the standard 4-week camp and were doing strength and conditioning up until that point.
I mean, if you're asking me what I would do, if I was the head coach – and I had to make that plan, and I knew my guys were getting here on June 8th, and I had them for basically 5 weeks And then that, and then I was gonna be approaching that show up 6 week mid July. Here's when everyone can report for football. I would still, for that first 2 weeks, be heavy on the team building, camaraderie, heavy weight gains, conditioning, all that kind of stuff. And during that 2 week period, we would be spending a ton of time meeting in the meeting rooms, watching film, doing walkthroughs, and we would have days where instead of two or three times a week going out there with the kids, just, you know, doing 7-on-7, we would do a walkthrough caliber practice, jog through helmets and spider pads, all that kind of stuff. Because you can still squat heavy if all you're making them do is run around and play a little 7-on-7.
Right.
You can't do that kind of stuff if you're going to go put full pads on and have them play 9-on-8 and work on their run game fits. So,
and that's where I am having seen, and obviously I never played it, but having been around as many fall camps as I was, both before when I was doing stuff part time and then when I was there full time, it just seems like there's such a monotonous antsiness, I guess, towards the end that you're able to shift into game week and get over it a little bit. But I just, 6 full weeks of training camp is going to do more harm for some guys than it is good. So I'm with you. I would focus heavy on strength and conditioning and getting out onto the field a little bit those first couple of weeks and then go full bore. You know, I go back to the Iowa Taxslayer Bowl deal from 2014. They were in together for so long that by the time the game rolled around, they were over it. And you've got to manage burnout with your players during that time of year anyway. So I'm with you. I would do the, even if we were allowed to do 6 weeks of football stuff, I would still be easier on the football and heavier on the strength the first.
But that's still going to be huge because you're going to get all that time to meet with the guys. Instead of an hour a week,
right,
you're getting 3 hours a day. You could have legit, when you get to August training camp, when you actually get to let's report football, is all we're doing, you'd be so far ahead from where you normally are that it would be, I mean, that would be really beneficial.
All right, well, welcome back here on the Eric Haynes Show, broadcasting live from Rusty Wallace Kia of Knoxville. We'll have a little more on Georgia's situation. Jared Garantano was ranked as a top 20 quarterback by Pro Football Focus. We'll take a look at those numbers. And Trey Smith, a potential first-round talent, according to Todd McShay. Take a look at what he had to say about Tennessee's big man. All of that and more coming up on the Eric Haynes Show on the Sports Animal.